Hi my loves, Joe here. So I'm jumping on. Firstly, I have a little bit of a croaky throat, a very sexy voice, so bear with me on that. But as I'm sitting here, overlooking the river, in what can only be what I would call a mountain space, spacious, open, available to the universe and insight. I spent the morning taking it slow, being for a swim. And as I sat here, I heard drop in that literally the words I heard was asking a projector the how is like asking a surgeon to do your plumbing. And what this initiated in me was to get us to think about letting go of the how. As a psychotherapist, I was the absolute top of my game. I was the equivalent of a world-class heart surgeon. And as a projector, I see the unseen. And so in my world, I can see what is letting, you know, what is in the way of the flow, what needs to be happening in the energetic flow in your mind, in your body, what's in the way. And you may have already experienced with me that shift of where I'm able to see something that pinpoints and it's like, oh, we go from that and then it clears and then everything moves. But the important part in it is the activation and the release of going, I'm not going to worry about the how. Because you wouldn't ask a heart surgeon mid-surgery to tell you the blow-by-blow account of what they're doing. The same as you wouldn't really ask your mechanic. You just trust that they are really fucking good at what they do. And they can see what you can't. And yet, one of the biggest blocks I have seen women come up against over and over again, how they limit themselves from the limitless, is to be knotted around the how. And where the conscious brain really wants to get in control of, well, how's that going to work? How's that going to show up? How am I going to get that? How's this going to happen? And it is fear, because the conscious can only see what's already created, but the subconscious, the unconscious part of you, of your brain, is connected to the limitlessness of the quantum field, of the endless possibilities and potential. So our job, and I know it, I've been there, I've done it, the how is where we cling on to something to make ourselves feel safe. But in fact, we never do feel safe, because the more we ask for the how, the more we come up against the problem. And so the greatest shift to move into our expansion, our receiving, our overflow, finessing our business from a 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 figure business to the next level, to the next level. I help people with all of this, but more importantly, finessing your life so you move into the next level of expansion and your freedom, and above all else, so that you continue to play with the fullness of yourself and the universe and your own freedom, is learning to be okay with letting go of the how. Trusting that the universe is already doing it. Trusting that your energy is doing it. Trusting that the aura is doing it. Trusting that the unseen of your subconscious is already magnetizing, aligning, creating. Because everything that you think, everything that you do, is creating either a flow or a blockage. And so when we get into the flow and allow the limitless, it just expands and expands and expands. It gets to do the thing. So we allow the water to flow instead of worrying about how is the plumber going to solve the blockage. We allow the heart surgeon to get the blood pumping without telling him how to do his job. We allow the other, the outside of ourselves, the other person, the masculine, the feminine, external to us, to take care. Even if that external to us is just another part of us that in the unseen. So that the letting go of the how is such an important shift into being a rich femme, into being, I'm going to allow a rich, sexy and free life. And when you come to someone like me, who is a projector and a master of the unseen, by the way that I am literally designed and made, and your design might be a manifesting generator, or a generator who is designed to want to keep having control, and your learning in life is to let go of it and to use the unseen and work with something else, then it's asking the right person and letting them get on with their job, letting them get on with their part. And for me, the learning has been saying no to the how, saying no to people asking me, tell me how to do this, tell me how I do this in my copy, tell me how I need to, because that is coming from the, oh, so I feel safe with you, but really it's about how I feel safe in myself. And for me, it's about stepping into my own value of over and over again of going, but the value is in that you trust me as a heart surgeon. You don't go to a heart surgeon and say, tell me all your qualifications and blah, 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 blah. You trust. And in that learning of trusting me or trusting someone like me is the same as trusting yourself and trusting the universe. It's letting go of the how. And you will know your part in it if you are able to trust in fine-tuning your mind, your body, and your energy. I do this for myself. I do this for my clients. And it is an ongoing and overflowing, constant practice for me and for you, because we're playing with the unseen and it's deepening and softening and allowing, which is the ultimate of the feminine energy, that we can be supported, that we can receive, that we don't need to do absolutely fucking everything, that we don't need to control everything and fix everything, that we don't need to get involved in absolutely fucking everything. That we can recognise that we just do our part. Our part. And our part is unbelievably small. I have often described it as the 80-20. That we only do 20%. Our 20% is really about focusing on us. And then letting the 80% of the unseen, that universal force, that life force, your body, you, subconscious, all of that, letting it just do its thing. Getting out of the fucking way. So a real thought is, how can I let go of the how? It's much more than how is it going to happen, but how can I let go of the how? By shifting my thoughts around the need for the how. Exploring through journal prompts about, if I knew the how was done, how would I feel? Exploring what would make me feel safe in trusting just a little bit more of that the universe has got this, God's got this, the divine's got this, my subconscious has got this. Just a little bit more. Asking to be shown how I can be softer. Trusting my guidance, my energy, if that's the way it needs to be. There is absolutely a space for you taking action. There is absolutely a space for you doing all the things. There is absolutely, but do it from inspired action. Do it from when you have a clarity to take the next step. Do it from a space that is relaxed and open, because you're just doing your very small part. And knowing that the rest is all being taken care of, that the blood is pumping, the water is flowing, and that when you need help to have from someone like me, as a projector, all of those of going, oh, no, what needs a little bit of fine-tuning, finessing, deepening, then get that help. But don't then question it or challenge it as a tell me the blow by blow. Get the help and move the fuck on, because let's not waste time in life. We're here to live a rich, sexy and free life. And one of the greatest ways, and I learned this from experience, is to waste so much time and energy trying to learn the how of everything. I mean, learn the how of how to do investing, learn the how of how to grow a tree, learn the how to build your car, learn the things that you want to learn, master them. But don't try to know the how of absolutely fucking everything, and don't try to learn the how of how the universe is going to do things, because it is an endless hole that you could waste time in instead of just trusting, knowing and surrendering that the how comes. You will know when. Some of it you don't need to know, because of course that's the miracle and joy of life. You will know what you need to know when you need to know it, and the rest of it just gets taken care of. As a projector, I know more because that's what I'm designed to do. I have an open ajna, I have an open crown. I am here to process the universe. We all have our own insights, our own connection to source energy. But if my part is to be the heart surgeon, then your part is to be the, if you're a manifesting generator or a generator, your part is then to get off the table and use your body and go create and make things, be the healthiest version of yourself, you know, or be the, go to the mechanic and let the mechanic mend your car, and now go and drive your bloody car, go and take it somewhere, be the person who takes the action once you've had the insights, once you've had the heart surgeon, the plumber or the mechanic. Do that bit under the hood, in the unseen, doing the, you know, the exercise, the activity that is not yours to be part of. And that really mirrors the part of being, when you're in business and succeeding, one of the greatest shifts that has to happen is going, I don't really need to do every single aspect. I need to know enough as a CEO, but now I hire somebody else to do that. The same as, it's like having a cleaner come into your house. When you really allow someone to come and do the cleaning for you, you don't go around cleaning the house beforehand. You don't then go around double checking absolutely everything that you did, and you don't ask them to then tell you how they cleaned the house. You just let them come, do a good job, and pay them. Fabulous. It's about that ease. It's about that grace. It's about the trusting and the letting go. Interesting, I know. So this is the thought for today, for you to go play with, to think about, to use, and enjoy this riff.